Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
It's at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for tuning in. It's a bright, bright, sunshiny day. It looks gorgeous out there today. We're getting into the summer weather pattern, which is nice. It's fantastic. Everything's growing. Everything's green and ready to go. And it looks like the rest of the week is going to be much like this. All right, let's get right to the news.
The Radio Alice Report. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. You know, as you were saying that, I thought, oh, let me check the weather real quick. So it looks like we've got, where I live, sunny skies through. We've got sunny skies and warm temperatures. In fact, it starts warming up today and continues. We peak in my area at 82 next Tuesday, a week from today.
Oh, wow. I
got 78 on Saturday, 77 on Friday. So that's here in the South Bay. Hold on. Let me hit.
It's going to be hot there, Vincent.
Yeah. San Francisco's looking good as well, though. Sunny skies most days, up to 70 this Friday, up to 72 by next Tuesday.
Oh, perfect temperatures.
You are right. We are heading into summer weather patterns. On that note, the news is good.
Yes.
Weather-wise.
Take some good news, right.
So there aren't a lot of sports to consume at the moment, but we do have the NFL draft coming up Thursday through Saturday. It's something I would never watch or pay attention to, really. I mean, I guess after the first day, I would look at the newspaper to see who the Niners got.
Yeah.
But I may end up watching this, and I don't even think there's anything to watch, really. They won't have the people at the venue where they do this. So, and yet it's sports, it's football, and I'll probably try to consume some of it.
I was thinking that it might cheer John up. That might be good, you know, having something to look forward to like that. And he cares, you know. Although, I don't know, he hasn't talked about football much. I don't know.
Well,
there isn't much to talk about, right?
No, there's nothing to talk about because there's no games or no, you know, we don't know when we're going to see games. Right. But also, he had his buddy. He was talking, like, your brother was his New England Patriots other half.
Yeah.
Like, those two, you've explained that for years. They always talked about the draft and how the team and blah, blah,
yeah,
blah,
the whole thing. Every day when my brother would be driving home from work, he'd call John and they would talk for the, you know, the guy's hour drive home. All right, I'm home. See you later. Yeah. Well, that's
fun.
Over. And then when my brother lived here for a year and a half.
That's what I'm thinking is they really had.
They did. Oh, they would make elaborate football meals, you know, for out in the man cave. And sit out and I'd hear the yelling. I was like, oh, God, I'm so off the hook. And so I thought I'd be on the hook for this season. You know, John likes to have someone to stop the game and replay things and show me, you know, what's happening. Likes to have somebody. And but now I'm off the hook because it doesn't look like it's going to be football this year.
No, it does
Poor
not.
Poor thing. Oh.
So anyway, the draft is this Thursday. There's something sports related coming up. Maybe you'll enjoy that. Out of Australia, one of their politicians has apparently come to the conclusion that you should not Well, you could pass coronavirus through bare bottom farting. So what? He has put it out there that if you're wearing pants, that should keep your flatulence from infecting people.
Wait a minute.
It was an important headline for me to share. No bare bottom farting during the coronavirus.
The whole deal was that if it went into your digestive system, it was neutralized. You're telling me the virus is coming out in farts?
Maybe. It's possible. I don't know this person's expertise. They're just saying that during this coronavirus time, No bare bottom farting.
Oh, boy. I mean, are people, is it so rampant in Australia that people are walking around bare bottomed and just fuffing whenever they feel like it? I picked it up from Scott Capurro.
That's his.
They call it fuffing, yeah.
Fuffing?
Yeah.
It sounds very tame.
Dainty,
fuffing.
Even. Fuffing.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's, right. Anyway, I just thought that was a fun headline. Let's get to the next story. So
that's the most fun headline of the day.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, the other one with the lady who did the shit, who did her report from the bathroom.
And yeah, that's a good solid. There's been a couple like gems in here. The Johnny Knoxville connection.
Couple beauties. All right. So this story I found and thought, I like it. A lot of people are stuck right now. They're at home with their kids. They're working from home. They don't have the daycare they usually would.
Right.
They're on top of parenting on a level they're not used to. They're also trying to work and do everything else. And this story is about virtual babysitting. I don't know if this is more important for some kid to hear who's going to take this up as his or her new business, but virtual babysitting gives parents a much-needed quarantine break. They say here that, in this case, it's a mom of three. Renee Flores, a Florida mom of three, came to her 21-year-old daughter, Sarah, with this brilliant idea while she's stuck at home. You babysit virtually over the iPad. You FaceTime with a kid. You keep them busy while the parent tries to get their work done. I'm familiar with the feeling that is, if I can get 30 minutes out of this, I'm going to be happy.
Right.
I mean, that's the time that it takes to list a bunch of, put the trash out.
Right.
Oh, you know, whatever you got
to
do.
Whatever chore or work that you might have to do. I think that's, I think for some industrious 15-year-old, this might be, and it keeps you occupied too.
Mm-hmm.
And how nice, someone can just PayPal you.
So they say here that she did this with one of her coworkers' kids. The daughter got on the FaceTime with the 5-year-old and it looked like she was able to keep the kid entertained for a couple hours.
That
he walked
is
around
amazing.
The house with the iPad. He was showing her his room and different areas. They talked about creatures like whales, squids, turtles. They were drawing together. Sarah was telling him, this is the babysitter, was telling him all sorts of interesting things about whales.
Oh.
I mean, if Google's right there at your fingertips, you could easily read whatever animal. I do that with my kids all the time.
Absolutely.
Look up whatever animal we're talking about. So
let's
anyway,
find out all the facts.
Virtual babysitting may be your next gig there, kids, or certainly if you're a parent trying to
it's great.
Get a minute.
Yep. It's great. I think we're going to see all kinds of weird new things coming out of this. As people need to make money and keep themselves occupied and people need help with their kids. I mean, I can totally picture that. Just, you know, imagine Isla, if she had just an online friend, she gets to be on the iPad. Mm-hmm. She gets some stories, someone who's focused entirely on her and keeping her occupied. Little arts and crafts projects and stories. I think it's awesome.
Not everybody's suited for this for sure, but
yeah, your Uncle Larry probably should not set up an online babysitting.
No,
service.
And I mean, I actually think of myself, I don't have the kind of, like when I think of our child care person, Sue, she has this incredible grace with all this nonsense going on around her. She's just good at it. Really good at it. She's long on patience. Nothing gets under her skin. It doesn't matter what. There's no emotion coming through her when something's frustrating. What I would be like, oh my gosh, she's just cool.
Right.
And those people are the ones who should probably look into this virtual babysitting. You may be able to make some dough.
Sure.
And help out a family in desperate need.
And break your own boredom. I know. And families are in desperate need. I mean, you know,
yes,
imagine like you at least have two people there that can hand off. But for someone
and you know
who's
what?
A single
I keep
mom
saying
or dad,
this too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I while I have bitch, no question, you got me. I'm not having fun. The truth is that we're cool. We're going to be fine. And we're, you know, we're
making
covering
it
and we're getting it done. And but I know there are plenty of people out there who really need this help. So
yeah,
the next story I was going to lead with, but there were too many good ones today. So IKEA.
Oh, IKEA.
Apparently, they're a restaurant.
Yeah.
Who knew? I thought
I
they
knew
made Swedish furniture that you put together at home and it's cheap and it
lasts 2 years. Yeah.
Right.
They have some good stuff. They'll do a whole kitchen for you, for God's sake. I love IKEA. I think it's great. And I will use any excuse to go there because I want to get some Swedish meatballs and lingonberry sauce.
I know that you do.
I love it.
IKEA has delighted their fans by sharing the recipe for its iconic Swedish meatballs.
You're kidding me.
Of course, they closed their stores temporarily while we're in the middle of the coronavirus. There's no going to IKEA. Putting the recipe online may prove to be the kind of favor that people appreciate, or it stops people from going to their stores for Swedish meatballs and lingonberry, whatever.
Lingonberry jelly. You know, it would be fun to make that, and I might. But in the end, what we really want is to have people make food for us. So I'm sure that while people are bored now, they'll be making the IKEA meatballs, but then they'll be right back to, you know, listen, you want to go and walk through the marketplace. And
do
check
you?
Out all the yeah, I love IKEA.
Have you been in their parking lot? Oh, my Lord.
Oh, look, that place is, it can be a huge hassle. The
right.
one we go to is the Emeryville one. Is there one nearer you?
There's like one in Palo Alto that we go to.
Yeah. The one in Emeryville is just, you know, we always
right.
freaking crowded. Always. Like, no matter what time of day or night, it's
right.
just crowded. But it's worth it.
IKEA says, we know that some people might be missing our meatballs, which is why we've released an at-home alternative, which, using easily accessible ingredients, will help those looking for some inspiration in the kitchen. They have released their Swedish meatballs and cream sauce?
Yeah, they had like a sauce that goes over them.
Yep. The recipe's online. I can forward it to you, or you can do a search, but you can find IKEA's famous Swedish meatball recipe online now.
Yeah, listen, if you've got it handy, forward it to me. I'll totally do that. I'm trying to help John out this week, so I'm cooking a lot of days this week. That'd be fun. I got all day, you know? Not going anywhere. It's funny. People go, hey, is it okay if I come and pick up Mass? I'm like, yeah, I'm here. Doesn't matter when. Just... I'm not going anywhere the whole time. And if I am out, I'll be home soon. Don't worry. And you're not doing anything. So just wait in the driveway.
The coronavirus quarantine has brought back an old-timey classic.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
The Family Sunday Drive is back, everyone.
Oh, the Sunday Drive. We used to do the Sunday Drive.
We did, too.
Yeah.
We absolutely would get into the station wagon. Take a drive around, and we always knew it would end up at 31 Flavors.
Oh, nice.
And so in Tustin, I grew up in Irvine, in Tustin. So we'd do our little drive, and then we'd end up at the 31 Flavors in Tustin.
Mm.
And that was tradition, right?
Sure.
Ish. Well, it's back. 60% of parents, 45% of non-parents say they've started taking long, leisurely Sunday drives as an activity to get the living hell out of the house.
Yeah, it's fun, you know, and you want to. It's at least a change of scene, and you're not out, you know, in the world close to people. You're in your car, isolated. It's lovely.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So it is back.
Wonderful.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. It helps us know what's going on out there since we can't be out there, you know, checking on you ourselves.
Right.
Some drive-in theaters are open in Sacramento area. None in the Bay Area yet. That's good.
Are there places where there have, didn't you say that there's a drive-in theater in
San Jose? Yeah, absolutely. When I looked it up, it's closed, but I would think that that would be one way to get people out of the house. You'd probably have, it'd probably sell out daily.
Oh my God, of course it would. People are would be thrilled to do that. And there must be an app now for the audio.
Oh, right. Just right through your phone, of course.
Right. Run right through your sound system in your car. Not like the olden days where you had to hook that janky thing on your... Hey, my thing's not working.
And it's only coming through one side of the car.
Right.
Technology. Some people wrote in, Rachel Bloom is from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. That's 510-310. Rachel Bloom was on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend 3 seasons on the CW, but definitely not a teen show.
Hmm. Really?
I don't know.
But it's on the CW.
I guess. My husband and I are working through shows we never saw in their original run. Just finished Lost and are now watching The Sopranos.
Oh.
We missed some great TV, but it's helping us out now.
Yeah, I mean, there is so much to watch. Yes, that's good. Oh, imagine never having seen The Sopranos and sitting down and watching that. I might have to go back and watch that.
There's so many shows
I haven't watched, though.
I need to go back and rewatch The Sopranos, but I weirdly just restarted Dexter, and I've forgotten so much of it, and I love that show. So in this case, I would suggest whatever you think you should rewatch, you should, because you've forgotten most of it. I was watching Dexter and went, oh, yeah. His girlfriend. I forgot all about that lady. She's excellent. She's a great actress. I don't know where she's at now, but really good.
Was it Julia Stiles? Did she play his girlfriend on it?
No. Oh. She did end up playing a character on one of the seasons, but his girlfriend in the first season, I can't think of what the actress's name is, but she's really good.
Mm. I assume she doesn't know that he's a mass murderer.
No, she has no idea.
Oh, that's good. That's best left to unknown.
Vinny, why would you have to... This is from 510. Why would you have to stay somewhere else if you went back to work? As long as you go to work and home and be smart, you will be okay. Don't live in fear. I wouldn't say that I'm living in fear. I would say that going back into the city on a daily basis, though, and working... You know, whatever we do, 5 hours, 6 hours, you are open to exposure.
There's people that work in the building.
So it's not about, you know, I'm scared so much as I'm just being careful.
Yeah.
That's all.
Also, wouldn't it be so nice to not have to live with those kids?
Well, I mean, I think that upon getting even a day break, I would find myself missing them terribly. But sure, a day break.
It does work that way. Yeah.
I would like to get there, that place where I'm like, oh, I miss them so much.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Watch The Gentlemen. It's a Guy Ritchie movie. It's so good.
Oh, all right.
Vinny, the kid struggle is real. Yeah, I know. And I know that someone without kids is like, you made them, now you got to live with them. I get it. And I am. I get what you're thinking. I do. I was that guy.
We feel you.
I feel both sides of that one. I'm smack dab in the middle. Chaunch is the piece in the front, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the sausagey piece.
The piece.
Nice, Sarah.
The sausagey piece.
Chaunchage. Chaunchage.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Hold on, let me grab it. It's the music news.
Sausage piece.
You know. We got a cover that Billy Joe Armstrong did. He's been pumping those out. REO Speedwagon. Why were they on Ozark? And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.